Let's head over to the KRDO News Radio hotline and check in with Skylar McKinley from AAA. He's the Regional Director and Public Affairs Director. Good afternoon, Skylar.
Hey, nice to hear from you.
Well, welcome to the show. And Skylar, I'm about to say something that for me is really hard to believe. Colorado has the second cheapest gas prices in the country with a statewide average of $3.16 per gallon.
You know, I'm as surprised as you are. $3.16 seems like a lot, but it is $3.58 nationally, so everybody's paying a little bit more than they historically would for April, but we're paying at least a lot less than the rest of the country. Only Mississippi has cheaper gas prices than we do. So I think that's the good news. The good news is fill up now while you can. You're getting a good deal. The bad news is look at this as sort of the launching pad for gas prices as we head into the summer, because I anticipate they're going to go up, 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 and Colorado will probably be north of the national average before too long.
Any reason why our gas prices are so cheap?
This is sort of the sweet spot for Colorado right now. And look, there are a lot of factors that go into this, but functionally, remember, we have a national gas market, a national oil market. So production is high around the rest of the country as they gear up with warmer weather and get ready for summer. And we just came out of spring break travel. In Colorado, though, it's our mud season. The ski resorts are winding down operations. Winter tourism season has ended. We've sort of hit this lull where the high country has mud season. And then that'll pick up as we look ahead to a drier spring and summer. So this is just that in-between period where demand falls off. It's sort of fairly unique to Colorado, that at the same time that there happens to be robust national supply.
Skylar, it's the perfect storm brewing right now. We normally see every year gas prices go up due to summer travel and summer vacation. But with the disturbances in the Middle East, which are sending crude oil prices up above $100 a barrel, are we looking at a summer where we're going to see gas prices $4-$5 a gallon?
There's some rumblings about that, and a lot depends on what happens with regard to international relations in the Middle East. There's a chance the conflict could diffuse, and then we go about with a relatively average summer. I would say compare the situation now to where we were 2 years ago in 2022 when we set the state record prices in that $5 range in every market in Colorado. That was in the wake of Russia's invasion of Ukraine. I think Russia, remember, was a major energy producer, a major oil producer, and the world stopped buying Russian oil. That's why those prices were so high. If there's any upside to the nations currently mired in conflict, it's that neither Israel nor Iran are major producers of oil. So we won't see the same direct impact on the supply. What we might see are jitters on the oil markets that could put us in that $4 range. But I personally don't see the doom and gloom scenario of $5 and $6 pricing happening this year. I've been wrong before, and I think this is one of those situations, at least as Americans, where we say, well, peace is the best outcome, at least from my home and family standpoint, with what we pay at the pump.
When's that old switchover they always talk about around this time of year going to happen, when they switch over from the winter blend to the summer blend?
You can expect that being priced in probably in about a couple weeks. The switchovers are happening really right now, and then they get priced in a little bit after that. So we will be switching to summer blend. That adds 15 cents on top of what you're paying now. I think your listeners should know there's another switchover, and this is that because of the bad air pollution, bad ozone pollution in the Northern Front Range, the EPA has mandated that we go to reformulated gasoline, which has a little bit better impact on ozone than what we traditionally have, but is also more expensive. So that switchover will happen at the same time. It remains to be seen the extent to which that gets priced in. I've seen some folks say it'll be as high as 30 cents. I've seen other studies that say it's around 4 cents. So it really depends on how retailers decide to pass that price increase on to consumers like you and me.
Skylar McKinley of AAA, thank you so much, Skylar. We need to really keep in touch with you over the next few weeks and months ahead.
Thanks so much. Talk to you soon.